Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Come on, son.
What up, y'all? Say love and welcome to the Come On Son, the podcast. Y'all know how I do. And you know that this is my favorite thing to do is the podcast because I get to express myself. I just threw my hands up in the air like, express myself. I wouldn't be podcasting if it wasn't for Combat Jack. So rest in peace, as always, the Combat Jack, the overseer of Come On Son, the podcast. None of this would be possible for me in my life without Combat Jack. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm doing this while yesterday was Tupac's birthday. It would have been his 49th birthday. I posed a question to my radio audience, and I'll pose the same question to you. Which artists do you think wouldn't have been as big as they are in hip-hop had Tupac lived? And I got a lot of different viewpoints and answers from different people. I don't want to go into it deeply, but if you care to drop me a note or give me your opinion of it, because it always comes up in the barbershop when I'm in the barbershop. Somebody's always asking me that same question. You know, who's your top five? If Biggie and Tupac were alive, which artists wouldn't be as big as they are? We get into the Jay-Z debate. We get into the DMX debate when it comes to Tupac. And a lot of different artists, especially when it comes to Pac. But looking back at the fact that Pac would have been 49 yesterday, I wonder what kind of a man would he have been. Would he be on the front lines of Black Lives Matter with all this turmoil going on in the United States right now, as far as us fighting against social injustices and systemic racism? Would Pac be on the forefront of all that was going on? And knowing that he comes from a Black Panther mom, I'm quite sure he would have been very vocal in this fight for racial equality, something that we've been fighting for a very, very long time. Like, it's been so long, it's ridiculous. It's been an extremely long time that we've been fighting for this. So I like to think of Pac in a positive light. I just posted a picture of Pac and I on my Instagram page. Please follow me at @edlover. And in the background, which is ironic, is a picture of myself, the lady from Word Up magazine, Tupac, Tymoc from The Last Dragon, and my man Mark Skeet from the group No Face. And we had No Face Records at the time. And if you look in the back in the corner, there's a young man sitting at the table, and it's a very young Diddy. And that picture was taken, it was a birthday party that was given for me by Mr. David Hyatt, who's currently incarcerated in Miami. And that was the very first How Can I Be Down. And Peter Thomas was a part of that too. Peter Thomas, who went on to Real Housewives of Atlanta fame, has the restaurants in North Carolina, entrepreneur, very smart businessman, Mr. Peter Thomas, and a personal friend. He was very involved and giving me that birthday party. And that birthday party and gathering in Miami turned into How Can I Be Down the following year. So it's a lot of history that goes into that. And I just wanted to take this time out to wish Tupac a very happy 49th birthday. I often wonder what kind of an actor Pac would have been, because he's a natural. He's natural, y'all. His magnetism on the screen was like no other. Absolutely natural. There's a lot of people that went on to, you know, Will was already doing this thing with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but his actual movie stardom didn't start until after Tupac died. You know, Queen Latifah had been, I think, in Jungle Fever real quick, and then she was in Who's the Man. And her actual movie stardom did not happen until after Pac died. And you know, neither did a lot of hip-hoppers that have moved on into television and film. Didn't happen really until after Pac passed away. So I wonder what kind of an actor would he have been, what kind of a movie star would he have been at 49 years old. Yesterday would have been his 49th birthday, as I mentioned before. And acting and directing comes natural to my guest that's going to be on the show today with me. And I'm talking about Shelton Spike Lee. The first time I ever met Denzel Washington, ever in my life, and I was a Denzel Washington fan since the TV show Carbon Copy. I just, the end-all be-all for me as an actor, looking at other actors, as Denzel Washington. He's a natural, man. It's just, that's a gift that nobody else but our Lord and Savior can give you, is the acting chops and the abilities that Denzel Washington has, that screen presence that Denzel Washington has. I wish I only had a quarter of that. But Denzel Washington, I met him at the Mo Better Blues premiere after party. That's where I met Denzel Washington at. And when I finally got a chance to say, hey, he was like, you're Ed Lover, man. You much taller than you look on TV. And I was like blown away that this man even knew of my existence. I've had so many great experiences with Spike Lee. I believe it was, I can't remember the year the Knicks played the Bulls. And Spike and I got booed. We were the only two guys in, it wasn't called the United Center then. It was in Chicago, but we were there for game 7. And they booed us because I had straight Nick paraphernalia on from head to toe. Knowing I was taking my life into my own hands, but I didn't give a damn because I was a Nick fan, right? It's the Patrick Ewing era. So somebody looked that up and let me know what year that was. So Spike and I often laugh about that. Spike is a diehard Knicks fan. And as you will hear from this interview, he's still a Knicks fan, and I've given up on the Knicks. James Dolan now owns the team he has for the last 10 years, and the Knicks haven't done anything since he's taken over ownership of Madison Square Garden and the Knicks franchise and the Rangers and everything else that's associated with that. He doesn't run the team well as an owner. He's disrespectful to former players like Charles Oakley and was very disrespectful to Spike Lee, who's been a season ticket holder forever. Like, if you go to the Knicks game, a home game, you really, really go for the game, but you, in your back of your mind, you're looking to see if Spike Lee is there somewhere. You really want to see Spike Lee. Some of the most epic moments in Knicks history happened when Spike Lee was right there courtside. And it's not like they give Spike Lee his tickets. He pays for them. And Dolan and the Knicks organization was very disrespectful to Spike Lee. And that was the last straw for me. First, it was Oak, who's a personal friend. And then it was Spike. I was like, I'm done. And then in the way he runs the team, the way, you know, we had Woody as the head coach, and Woody took us to our first, like, playoff game in years, and then the next year Woody was fired. It's, like, ridiculous the way this team is run. How many head coaches have we had? How many playoff appearances have we had? Not many. And New York is the mecca of basketball, and it should not happen that way. So until James Dolan sells the team, I'm not a fan of the Knicks, and I'm not buying any Knicks paraphernalia. I'm not going to any Knicks games. I'm not supporting the Knicks, not at all. And even through the all disrespect, Spike is still a Knicks fan, and you'll hear from him. This man has given us so many amazing life moments. From She's Gotta Have It, one of my favorites that is often slept on, Bamboozled. To the movie I thought Denzel Washington should have won an Academy Award with. Malcolm X. Jungle Fever. The first time we really paid attention to Samuel L. Jackson. Do the Right Thing. Isn't that ironic? They killed Radio Raheem. How many Radio Raheems have we lived through right now with what's going on? Spike was so far ahead. So far ahead. Four Little Girls. When the Levees Broke. I could go on and on and on about Shelton Spike Lee. So many great memories cinematically. The man is a genius and an Academy Award winner, and he has a brand new movie on Netflix. And I believe this is his first Netflix movie. She's Gotta Have It, the reboot was on Netflix, but this is his first Netflix movie that he directed. Don't forget, Get on the Bus, y'all. He directed, and the movie is called The Five Bloods, and no, it has nothing to do with gang culture. As you will hear from Spike Lee, where the word Bloods originated from, it's about Vietnam, but it's more, it's deep, and you have to check it out. Delroy Lindo was in it, and Chadwick Boseman. Clark Peters, a lot of other great, great actors. Spike is all over this thing, man. It's on Netflix right now if you want to check it out. Mr. Spike Lee, man, we've partied in the park for Michael Jackson, Prospect Park. I've seen Spike bring out 15 to 20,000 people to honor the legacy of Michael Jackson. Matter of fact, Spike did something that you could catch a documentary, I believe it's called From Motown, From Off the Wall of Motown or something like that, but it's a documentary that he did about Michael Jackson, which is freaking amazing. Spike's a big Michael Jackson fan. Used to throw these gigantic parties in Brooklyn. Brooklyn loves Michael Jackson. I happened to get up on stage and host with him one year, me, him, and Free from 106 and Park, and it was just amazing. Amazing, man. And I just can't say enough about the man. I can't say enough about Spike Lee has always been on the forefront for us to work in Hollywood. Always fought the good fight against the system. Always was put on the back burner when it comes to his movie. Some movie always won every year the Academy Awards. And half the time the movies weren't even better than Spike Lee movies. And we know why. When people talk about the greatest directors of all time, why doesn't the name Spike Lee come up? He is the greatest director of all time. To hell with what anybody else says. We don't need to keep looking towards any academy for our own validation. We can validate ourselves. And I, for one, validate Spike Lee as the greatest living director of all time. There's absolutely no one better behind that lens when it comes to directing movies than Spike Lee. Absolutely not. Every young African-American director out there owes a debt of gratitude to Spike Lee. Spike Lee is the epitome of filmmaking. He knows how to make a film. He knows how to tell a story. He knows how to evoke emotion. He knows how to take controversial topics and put them right in front of your face. And he makes us laugh. He makes us cry. He makes us think. And as people who love film, people who enjoy film, we all owe Spike Lee a debt of gratitude. Mr. Spike Lee is my in-studio guest. Come on, son. It's the podcast.
Come on, son.
On the line with me is Academy Award winner Spike Lee. Has a brand new movie out called The Five Bloods. Good morning, my Brooklyn brother. How are you?
What's up? The Republic of Brooklyn is in the house.
It's good to hear the Republic of Brooklyn is in the building.
It's good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm good, Spike. I can't complain, man. Can't complain at all. You got a new movie coming out called The Five Bloods. When I heard the title, I was like, Spike tackling the gang issues in New York?
Nah. The truth is, the term Bloods is what black Vietnam soldiers called each other. Blood.
Okay, that's where the Five Bloods come from.
Yes. Has nothing to do with gangs.
Is this something that you wrote yourself, and how did you get interested in telling this story?
Well, I co-wrote it. Originally, the script was going to be for... Originally, Oliver Stone was going to direct it, and after 2 years, he walked away. But I grew up watching it. Ed, the Vietnam War was the first war that was televised into American homes.
Oh, wow.
And I remember watching it on the news. And also, at the height of the Vietnam War, African Americans were only 10% of the United States population. Yet we were a third of the fighting forces. So this story is told from the viewpoint of the black soldiers that died and fought for a country that still does not love them today.
Yeah, that's extremely true what you just said. And speaking on that line, I recently saw you on sports berating Commissioner Roger Goodell about his apology. And explain that a little bit, Spike, how you felt about Roger Goodell's apology, because I felt the same way, and I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And I just felt that this apology rang false to me, rang hollow. How can you make an apology and say you're wrong and then not mention our brother's name, Colin Kaepernick? I just felt that was like it was a punk move. And that's what I said. I said it was weak. Piss poor.
What do you think about this $250 million towards social justice over 10 years that they just announced at the NFL, which you call the No Freedom League, is supposed to be given out? I think it's BS, because $250 million to the NFL is nothing. And spread that over 10 years, that's only $25 million a year. And where is it going? It's just another initiative.
Exactly.
It sounds like rhetoric.
Money does not just... Look, money... People can say money makes the world go round. But in other ways, just not makes, you know, stuff disappear. And to not include Colin Kaepernick's name, I mean, that's just like, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
And how's it going to make a difference if the person that is initiated this whole thing is not included in what you're doing? It doesn't make sense to me.
And then it's the same old, you know how they do. So we got to keep the struggle continues.
Spike, when you decided to come on to The Five Bloods, I see some of the names, very familiar names like Delroy Lindo that you worked with before. This your first time working with Chadwick Boseman? How involved are you with the actual casting of your movies?
Oh, I cast the people to get in front of the camera. It's my final decision.
Okay, because I see Delroy, I see Clark Peters. I know you worked with Clark before. Chadwick.
Isaiah Whitlock.
Yes, Isaiah Whitlock. I see you got him on there. And Chadwick Boseman, this is your first time. How was that experience? Was Chadwick very open to
you? You know, he has that star quality, that magnetism. That's Mr. Black Panther. So, I mean, the whole cast was great. We shot it in the jungle in Thailand and Vietnam. And I really hope that people, you know, watch it. Streams starting today on Netflix, The Five Bloods.
When you have a movie coming out like The Five Bloods, do you sit back and relax, or does Spike Lee start immediately thinking about what he's going to do? And on social media, everybody is screaming, I know Spike going to write a movie about what's going on right now.
Well, my motto right now, my brother, is one day at a time. We live in this stuff is very volatile. You know, doing my safe distancing, you know, got my mask, wash my hands, and just try to get through this safely, because we've lost a lot of people.
Unfortunately, we didn't lose the president and the owner of the New York Knicks. Spike, I'm done. I hung my hat up with the Knicks, man.
I don't want any ill. I don't want anybody to die. So Dolan, you know, got well recovered from that 19, that corona.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Are you still a fan? Because I gave up, Spike. I can't. Until he sells the team, I'm not rooting for the Knicks again. I can't do it.
I understand it, but, you know, for me, It's orange and blue all day, so it's very difficult being a Knicks fan. But I understand everybody's frustration. I understand people saying they can't do it anymore. You know, and what can you say?
Mike, it's like being in love with a woman that doesn't love you, bro. I can't do it. And she keep making promises, and you keep going back, and then she just don't love you. She just spits in your face. And what happened with you in the garden, that was the last straw for me. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that was but did you see that? Did you know that the Knicks were the last NBA team to make a statement?
Yes, I do.
About what's going on in the world today?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that. And it hurt me to my core being a New York Knicks fan for as long as I have been. It really hurt me, that one.
What about Oakley?
Yeah, they still haven't
made that
right.
I know that hurt too.
Absolutely. Oakley was the first one. Then you were the second one. And then I noticed this about the statement, the last one in the league to make a statement and all of that. That hurts, Spike. I can't do it no more, brother. I can't
do it no more.
I can't. I'm sorry,
hey, I feel your pain, my brother.
Thank you, bro. From the planet Brooklyn,
so you,
my man.
So you a Brooklyn Nets guy now?
Not yet. Mm-mm. No,
you gonna wait till KD comes. You gonna wait till KD comes back, right?
No, I'm not doing that either. I don't know what I'm doing right now. It's still, in my heart is always going to be with the Knicks, but they got to get right, Spike. They have to get right, man.
I hear you.
I know they don't like
us talking about all this Knicks stuff.
I know, yeah, especially we're supposed to be talking about the Five Bloods. But Spike and I are both New Yorkers, and we've known each other for extremely long time.
We go way back, baby. We go way back.
That's right. So it's going to be a little New York Knicks talk when you get us on the line together, Spike. This whole world has been turned upside down because of the recent protests that are going on out here in the street behind the murder of George Floyd. What is your take on the peaceful protests that are going on?
I'm very enthusiastic about these peaceful demonstrations we're taking place all over this God's earth. My heart is filled with joy when I see people yelling, chanting Black Lives Matter, who aren't black, who aren't brown.
The Five Bloods is on Netflix today. Spike Lee Academy Award-winning director Spike Lee directed it. And Spike, we love everything you do, and we're going to support it 100%, my brother.
Thank you. I want everybody to know I got nothing but love for Chicago. Love
Absolutely.
You, love you, love you.
Thank you,
Don't
Spike.
Don't get twisted. Spike Lee loves Chicago.
Come on, son. This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is being brought to you by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. No, I'm only playing. nah. Y'all keep God first. Everything else will fall into place. We'll talk at y'all next week, man. Y'all know what it is. Come on, son.
This episode of Come On, Son, the podcast is produced and engineered by co-executive producers Krista Hayes and Kimana Paulus in downtown Chicago. This is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.